Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie with Reliability Connect, and today I am sitting down to talk with Ahmed Koteb. Ahmed is an asset management and reliability team leader with more than 32 years' experience in maintenance planning, asset management, and the reliability fields. Ahmed has had more than 26 years of experience in the oil and gas industry in joint venture companies like Shell, BP, and Total, and has more than 21 years' experience in maintenance planning and scheduling as well. Ahmed has planned over 40 major plant shutdowns and has led many mega projects in the UAE that have involved more than 180,000 assets. And today, I'm looking forward to catching up with Ahmed and speaking a little bit more in detail about maintenance planning and scheduling. All right, Ahmed, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. How are you, Paige?
Great, thank you. So today we're going to be talking about maintenance planning and scheduling. So to get us started, would you mind just explaining a little bit about why you selected this topic for us to talk about today?
Good question. I selected this subject to speak about because naturally I spent more than 22 years in this field, which gave me excellent experience in maintenance planning and scheduling. So also because of this function is very important for all industries, the maintenance planning and scheduling. Actually, I have many things to share and clarify about this subject, and I'm sure that this program's time isn't enough to cover these subjects, and so we may dedicate a webinar to discuss this subject separately.
Excellent. That sounds great. We would love to coordinate that with you, Ahmed. But moving right along here, so maybe we can get started by talking a little bit about what the importance of maintenance planning and scheduling is, in your opinion.
Maintenance planning and scheduling is a very important function for all the industries for many reasons. I'm trying here to brief. But actually, it's much more than this. As I mentioned before, we can make a separate or dedicated webinar for this. The first reason is the maintenance planning scheduling is not just a function or not just a discipline. It's a strategy. Actually, it's a strategy for moving the companies from the reactive mode to the proactive mode. If we look to the evolution of the maintenance from proactive to proactive, that was through the introduction of the preventive maintenance at the beginning. After the reactive maintenance, the preventive maintenance came. Preventive maintenance is what? Is a planned and scheduled maintenance. So that was the first step moving from the reactive mode to the proactive mode. So any company requires to move from the reactive to the proactive. Maintenance planning and scheduling is an essential function to do this step. The second reason is that maintenance planning and scheduling is actually the key to the maintenance excellence because of many reasons. One of them is that the vision of the maintenance planning and scheduling is to increase the productivity of maintenance labors, and the mission of the maintenance planning and scheduling is to make the right jobs ready to go. Maintenance planning and scheduling organization is focusing on job execution rather than wasting the time of the maintenance people to do this themselves. So the maintenance planning and scheduling doing for the maintenance 80% of the job, while the maintenance people will do the 20% of the job, which is the execution. So maintenance planning and scheduling is making everything ready to the maintenance people to go and do execute the job only. They don't need to care about anything other than the execution. Therefore, the maintenance planning and scheduling can increase the productivity of the maintenance from 35% range time without the maintenance planning and scheduling to 55 to 60% range time with maintenance planning and scheduling, which increases the maintenance productivity and manpower by about 1.57 times, and this is a well-known figure. The other reason as well is that maintenance planning and scheduling is connecting the right jobs with the right parts at the right time, which is what maintenance excellence is all about. The third reason for the importance, or the third item for importance of the maintenance planning and scheduling, is that the maintenance planning and scheduling is representing the lean concept. By reducing the, or eliminating the time and effort waste of maintenance labors, which automatically reduces the mean time to repair, which is a great added value for the organization. So the planning actually is reducing the delays during the job itself, while the scheduling is reducing the delays between the jobs. So the maintenance planning and scheduling, actually they have all the strengths in their hands. They each discipline, mechanical, electrical, control, for example, each discipline see what they are doing only. They are doing their jobs only. While maintenance planning and scheduling, they see all the picture together. They see what's the maintenance, the mechanical doing, the electrical doing, the instruments doing, the projects doing. So they have the full picture. That's why they are the most important people on site, that they can, they have the sight, they have the vision, they have the full picture, and that's why they can take the right decisions and help the organization greatly. Yes.
Sure. Perfect. So then that being said, Ahmed, what are some of the main challenges that you find for maintenance planning and scheduling?
Well, maintenance planning and scheduling has a lot of challenges on different levels. First, I noticed, by the way, I am conducting courses about maintenance planning and scheduling, plus my experience in maintenance planning and scheduling. And when I met the people in from many companies, I was surprised that there is no maintenance planning and scheduling in many companies at all. So the first challenge is to establish a discipline or a department for the maintenance planning as a section or a department. Okay, so this is the existence challenge, or to be or not to be, that is the question. Okay, so first challenge is to find, is to establish a maintenance planning department or a section. Okay, some other companies, they may have the planners and the schedulers, but they are within the maintenance team itself, okay? So they are not a separate discipline, and this is not right. They should be a separate discipline, because the maintenance planning and scheduling, this is the first principle of maintenance planning and scheduling, is to have the maintenance planning and scheduling as department as a, or a discipline, to be separate, okay? The next level of challenge is that, okay, we may find that they are existing and they are a separate discipline, but in the wrong place in the hierarchy of the organization. They should be on the right place. They shouldn't be reporting to the maintenance team. They should be a separate discipline, not reporting to maintenance. Okay, they could be existing, maintenance planning scheduling as a function or a department could be existing in the company or the organization, but without the adequate resources. And this is a very big challenge. Okay, if you don't equip and provide the maintenance planning with the right resources, they will not be able to do the job as they should do, okay? And then they will be at the end of the day blamed. Maintenance planning is not doing their, are not doing their work. They are not doing their work. Everybody is saying maintenance planning and scheduling, they are not doing their work, okay? To let them, to enable them doing their work, you have to provide them with the required resources. Now, there is a famous ratio, and it's like a KPI, that for each the planner should be serving about 20 persons from the maintenance. So the ratio is 1 to 20. So if the ratio is 1 to 20, then they will be able to do their job. But in many cases, you'll find, for example, one planner and he's serving about 100 people of the maintenance team. Of course, he cannot do his job properly. So if we want the maintenance planning and scheduling team to function as should be, they should be rightly resourced. Okay, the next level, okay, they may be existing with the adequate resources, but they don't let them focus on their core business. Unfortunately, many companies use planners and schedulers in other works that are not their core business and hence waste their time and effort. For example, many companies request their planners and schedulers to do business planning work, which is not their core business. They want them to add this to their duties. So this will take their time and focus away from their main duties. Hence, they fail and then they will get blamed. Okay. What else in the challenges? The maintenance planning may be existing and with the right resources, but lacking the experience themselves, the planners and the schedulers, they are lacking experience because the HR, whatever, they employ them without the required skills, and they don't know exactly the roles and the responsibilities that maintenance planning and scheduling staff should have. So this is another challenge. Another challenge, actually the challenges are many, but I'm trying here to brief as well, is the challenge, very important challenge for the maintenance planning and scheduling is to satisfy their customer. Who is the customer here? Is the maintenance people. And it is not easy to satisfy the maintenance people. As you remember, I said that the maintenance planning and scheduling is doing 80%, should do 80% of the work, while the maintenance themselves will do 20% only of the work. So they depend greatly on maintenance planning and scheduling. The maintenance planning and scheduling staff, they face a big challenge, which is lack of time to plan, lack of work quality details, and lack of communication. The maintenance planner needs to time to plan maintenance work details task by task. They need a planning system that saves them time, and they need to clearly communicate the job plan to the people doing the work. This is a big challenge. Also, one of the biggest challenges is managing the backlog. Backlog is a headache in the companies, okay? So backlog management is a big challenge because it requires a systematic planning and scheduling approach that includes a unified definition and approved backlog management procedure. Many companies, they don't have a backlog management procedure, which is a big gap. They need also a sound calculation methodology, including work prioritization. They need teamwork and commitment from maintenance and production to manage the backlog, and management of emergency urgent unplanned work is a big problem. This emerging of urgent unplanned work is often breaking the schedule, and many times the decision need to be taken. This breaking or this emerging unplanned work will take over from the planned and scheduled work, or can be done later on. This is always a problem or a challenge. Estimating the time and cost to complete planned maintenance and tasks. A good planner should be a good estimator, okay? So they need to be accurate in estimation of the cost, because if they are overspend in a certain area, they have maybe to remove some schedule tasks to keep within the budget and set parameters. One of the last, or not the, but not the least, the establishing the right failure codes hierarchy fields for getting accurate feedback on work done. Okay, when the maintenance do work, they report the feedback of the work done, what have they already made on site. So they have to capture the failure modes and the failure codes properly to enable afterwards the right analysis of the history and to enable, for example, something like the RCM to be conducted. So if we don't have accurate history, accurate failure modes and failure codes captured, it is a big problem. So as if the work done is gone with the wind, because there is no proper feedback, there is no accurate data, reliable data that we can rely on to take our decisions. So these are some of the challenges facing the maintenance planning and the scheduling. And I know the time is short, so I don't want to add more because this will take a longer time.
No worries, Ahmed. That was very enlightening, and there's definitely a lot of challenges and opportunities there, but you explained them very nicely. So thank you for taking the time and going through all of those points. So kind of moving along here, what would your advice be to, let's say, management initially regarding maintenance planning and scheduling?
Excellent question, Paige, because management is the mover, the driver, okay, for going to the right direction or to the wrong direction, to support or not to support. So my advice to the management is to go ahead and invest in maintenance planning and scheduling. For that, these companies or organizations, they don't have maintenance planning and scheduling department or section, or they think to make them or to establish or not to establish. No, you have to go and establish, because it's a big gain to the company. Okay, they will raise the productivity of maintenance, as we mentioned before, very much, okay? And they move the company from the reactive to the proactive mode, and enable the management to take the right decision with their accurate reporting and required data. If they do something, we have to do it right, okay? This is a concept everywhere, not only planning and scheduling. If we do something, we need to do it right. So if we make up maintenance planning and scheduling, don't make them part of the maintenance team. Don't make them reporting to maintenance team. Put them as a separate discipline as per the first principle of the maintenance planning. Okay. Also, you have to resource them properly. You have to give the ratio 1 to 15 or 1 to 20. To be able to do their job properly. Management, unfortunately, there are a lot of managers or many company management, they don't understand exactly what is the roles and responsibilities of the roles and the responsibilities of maintenance section. And that's why they waste their time in things which are not their core business. So they need to understand what should the maintenance and planning scheduling doing, what they shouldn't do. So they don't waste their time in things that they shouldn't do. So if the maintenance planning scheduling productivity is high, the maintenance productivity will definitely get high. Okay, so maintenance planning work is different than the business planning work. So the management shouldn't mix up and ask the maintenance planning people to do the business planning. This is not wrong. Business planning is another discipline who should take care of the business planning, while the maintenance planning people should focus on the maintenance planning and scheduling. And management need to give full support to maintenance planning and scheduling, because these are the brain for the site work, the brain for the maintenance people. So they need to be very much supported by the management. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Ahmed. So then, following management, what would you say then, transitioning over to human resources, what would your advice be to human resources regarding maintenance planning and scheduling?
Great question. I've seen in my experience and in the courses I'm conducting about maintenance planning and scheduling that there are people who are fresh graduate and have been already assigned to the maintenance planning and scheduling section or department. This is actually a wrong path that shouldn't be taken by the HR. HR shouldn't employ fresh graduates in maintenance planning and scheduling section, because simply they have to have site experience. And if they start them in the maintenance planning section, it's exactly like starting from Z to A. No, we need to them to start fresh at the site to get the right experience. And when they get the enough experience to be able to plan and schedule, then they can move to the planning and the scheduling. So they have to have like a career plan for each employee, for each staff who is going to maintenance, and tell him when exactly he will be able to move to maintenance planning and when exactly they are planning for him to move from maintenance to maintenance planning and scheduling department, so he can prepare himself for this move when exactly it will take place. And then when he is going to move from maintenance to maintenance planning, the HR need to give him the proper training required for the computer skills, for CMMS, for maintenance planning and scheduling tools, like the project management tools and so on. So HR is playing a great role in making the maintenance planning and scheduling department efficient enough. Yes.
All right, great. So then we've got a few more audiences that I'm curious to ask you your advice about, Ahmed. So then, next up, what would you say your advice would be directly to planners and schedulers?
Okay, great. For planners and schedulers, it is very important, not only for planners and schedulers, but for every professional who is working in a profession, is to read at least one book in his profession. Why? Because any of us, when we go to work a certain company or a certain place, he will be starting to practice as the company or the organization practice. When they put him in a certain place, he will start to flow in the same flow, in the same workflow, in the same culture there. And if he doesn't try to learn what is the ideal situation, the ideal business processes, the ideal work, how it should be done, he will not learn. He will just learn the practices that he finds in his company, which is not necessarily to be the right practice. So to know the right practice from the wrong practice, you need to read a book about the profession. So for that book will give you the full picture, will give you the right practices, the wrong practices. So now you will be able to see what you are doing in your company is right or wrong, and then you see the gaps and then to try to correct it as per the right practice. Otherwise, you will be flowing in the current practices and you will not know is it right or wrong. So the other advice is don't start your career and maintenance planning scheduling. If even the HR allow you to go directly to maintenance planning and schedule as a fresh graduate, you shouldn't go yourself, because you shouldn't waste your your education and your qualification, because if you don't go to site and practice what you have learned in the college or in the university, then you will lose this experience, and then you just as if you are, you had this as a reading about this subject, you didn't practice. So you have to go site, get enough experience, and then move after 5, 6, 7 years to the maintenance planning and scheduling. So, the other advice is to understand your tools very well. For example, the CMMS, computerized maintenance management system, is one of the very important tools for the maintenance planning and scheduling team. So you have to understand it very well and to master it, to be able to do your job professionally and effectively. Also the project management software or techniques. Not to say that the maintenance planning and scheduler, they should be very accurate, very organized and proactive, because they need to be very organized, because they are the source of the information, the data, and the job plans, the spare parts, and everything to all the maintenance and to the organization. So they need to be very, very well organized and disciplined. Yes.
All right, great. So then, Ahmed, what would your advice be to a maintenance team regarding maintenance planning and scheduling?
Oh, maintenance team, this is very important. Maintenance team, please. These people, maintenance planning and scheduling, are giving you a very good service. And if you want them to give you the right service, the good service, please support them as you can, so they can support you as they can. How to support them? Give them consultation when they need from you. Give them right feedback about the job you have done. You've done great work on site. Don't waste this effort without putting the right feedback about the job you've done. Now you capture the right codes, capture the right failure modes, you capture the data there, you write a brief about the job you've done, so that will be a great value for the history and the analysis for your work in future. Don't waste your effort by not helping the maintenance planning and scheduling people. Also, if you report the actual work accurately and capture the information, this will help you as well, because when you need to refer to the job done and the work done for yourself to know what happened and to take the right decision for the future based on the history analysis, you will find what you are looking for. So the advice to the maintenance regarding the maintenance planning and scheduling is to please support them. Don't blame them if they are not enough resourced, because they cannot help you adequately if they are not fully resourced. If not, we will please ask management to support them and give them the enough resources so they can help you and serve you as you expect.
All right, beauty. Well, Ahmed, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up here for today?
I want to thank you very much for hosting me in your program. This is a great pleasure for me. I want to say that really I miss the courses and the interacting with the people in the conferences, in the courses and these things. And I wish that we can get out of this situation as soon as we can, because this is really depressing. That's it.
It is. And I mean, very well said. And I mean, hopefully that time comes soon, Ahmed. But thank you so much for taking the time to help our listeners online today. I'm sure they're going to benefit greatly from the knowledge that you've shared with us. And then to our listeners, be sure to be on the lookout for a webinar, hopefully here in the near future. We know Ahmed's very busy, but hopefully he'll be able to host another educational webinar about maintenance planning and scheduling a little bit more in depth. So certainly keep your eyes on the webinar calendar for that. And Ahmed, just thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Paige. I'm very honored to be with you in this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you.